Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The controversial director of North Carolina's Hurricane Relief Agency is no longer employed by the state. Laura Hogshead was fired by Governor Roy Cooper after a contentious hearing Monday in the General Assembly. Hogshead admitted that the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery had failed to account for more than $100 million in disaster funding. It's also going to need about $50 million a month for the next 3 months to continue to operate. She asked that Solons allow Rebuild North Carolina and NCORR to administer millions in new relief that are anticipated from the federal government for victims of Hurricane Helene. Representative Brandon Jones demanded Hogshead's resignation Monday, saying that Rebuild North Carolina was spending money like a teenager with a mother's credit card. The General Assembly on Tuesday passed a measure to provide $50 million to NCORR, but with the stipulation that audits immediately take place to find out where and how previous relief monies had been spent. A Thomas Academy teacher has been jailed for allegedly coercing a teen girl into performing a sex act online. Jody Watts, age 49, is being held under no bond on charges of indecent liberties with a minor student, as well as possession of cocaine. The victim in the case is 17 years old. Look for more on the story on our website. Law enforcement officers are still hunting for the man who allegedly struck a teen in the mouth with an axe on Monday. Patrick Gatlin, age 37, reportedly hit the youth, who was trying to defend his stepmother at the time. Gatlin fled the scene near Whiteville. Warrants have been issued for his arrest. You need to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10 and they'll be available December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call or text 910-617-9056 to order. Saturday is the free community Thanksgiving meal at the Murph Pawn Shop parking lot in Whiteville. That's on Madison Street. Transformation Church and Welcome PFWB are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome, and volunteers and donations are welcome as well. Everyone is invited to just come on out and eat and enjoy the fellowship. Serving starts at 11:30 a.m. Today is the Whiteville Police Department Blood Drive at Vineland Station. Call 910-642-5111 for more information. Transformation Church is hosting their turkey shoot tonight and tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 a shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Evergreen Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday throughout this month, starting at 7 p.m. Food is available nightly. Only stock guns are allowed. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, beginning December 6th. Starting at 7 p.m. The shoots will run through December 23rd at the park. Of course, all proceeds go to the Veterans Memorial Park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.